Item seven, City of Virginia Beach, Mr. Worrell.
Good morning, Commissioner Travelstad, members of the commission. City of Virginia Beach is requesting authorization to maintain its dredge, either mechanically or hydraulically, approximately 25,000 cubic yards of state-owned bottom on an annual as-needed basis to maintain maximum navigable depths of minus 8 feet mean low water in the Long Creek Municipal Channel in Virginia Beach. All dredged spoils will be offloaded at either the Maple Street placement site or the Lynn Haven Inlet placement site and used for future beach nourishment. The proposal is protested by numerous adjoining property owners. First, take a look at a vicinity map of the northern area of Virginia Beach. If you're familiar with this area, we have Chesapeake Bay to the north, the Lesnar Bridge, Broad Bay out to the east. The two proposed disposal sites are identified with the orange stars, Lynn Haven Inlet site and the Maple Street site. And then you have the approximately 2 mile Long Creek Municipal Channel, which borders Bay Island to the north. Not shown here, but will be shown in further aerials, is the actual cores, the federal man-made Long Creek Channel, which connects Broad Bay to the western portion of Long Creek. This is a state aerial, 2009, again showing the two offloading locations and the approximate location of the Long Creek Municipal Channel. A little bit closer view of the channel in question. I attempted to show it with the orange line. Our most recent commission maintenance dredging permit for this municipal channel was a 2000-0057 maintenance permit. It was a 10-year permit that expired in 2010. It authorized both hydraulic and mechanical maintenance dredging of a 60-foot wide channel to a maximum depth of 8 feet mean low water. According to our permits, portions of the municipal channel were only dredged on three different occasions over the past 12 years for a cumulative total of about 7 weeks. Twice it was dredged hydraulically in 2001 and 2009, and once mechanically in 2006. And according to our records, all events were offloaded at the Maple Street disposal site, as it is the closer destination. It's directly adjacent to the Long Creek Municipal Channel. For each dredging event, the city provided staff with a pre-dredge bathymetric survey. A site meeting was held in which we reviewed the proposed dredge and offloading proposal and any necessary resource protection measures at the sites. It's an aerial, a little bit closer view of the Maple Street site. It's worth noting that every dredging and offloading event associated with the 2000 permit resulted in beach quality sand stored at this site for eventual beach nourishment. And there's the site right there, denoted by the orange star, where the offloading would occur and has occurred in the past. The other possible offloading site is an aerial showing the Lynn Haven Inlet site, also known as the Virginia Beach and Boat Ramp Facility at Crab Creek. This is Crab Creek. It's its own municipal channel that is maintained annually by the city. The annual maintenance dredging of this channel also results in several thousands of cubic yards of beach quality sand placed directly on this site for future beach nourishment. And according to the city, this site has been used as a disposal site since 1979. Now we're going to start looking at the city's drawings for this application request. It's hard to point out. I'll get a little bit closer, but the Long Creek Channel follows, again, the northern side of Bay Island. It's gray. Here I've tried to show it in orange again. The overall dimensions, again, of a 60-foot wide, maximum depth of 8 feet low water, and it's about 2 miles in length from west to east. Here's a sample of an individual channel section sheet. There are several of these throughout the entire creek profile. This channel sheet actually shows the location of the section directly adjacent to the Marina Shores Marina facility. I believe this is Pier 1 where Marina Shores Jetty is located, and this is actually the offloading point, the beach area, where one of the, which is identified as one of the two proposed sites for offloading. Another drawing identifying a plan view of the Maple Street site and adjacent channel. Again, you see the Marina Shores marina facility here, proposed offloading point, and the holding basin owned by the city. City plan view drawing of the Crab Creek, Lynn Haven Inlet facility at Crab Creek. A typical cross section of the dredging profile showing a 60-foot wide channel, 8 feet in depth. And one of the last city drawings, the bottom drawing specifically, it's hard to read the details, but basically it's providing protection measures, typical protection measures that would be employed at each offloading location. Now, staff sent drawings and a description of this project to over 130 listed adjoining property owners as provided by the city. And we received several protests for a variety of issues. Several of the protestants seem to be combining this joint permit application with a previous joint permit application that had sought to establish an actual transfer facility at the Maple Street site for both governmental and non-governmental projects.
Justin, could you repeat that? Because I think
yes,
that's an important point.
Yes, sir. Several of the, not only the actual protest letters we received, but the calls I received, several of the citizens seem concerned and seem to be combining this joint permit application, which is strictly a governmental request, with the previous application last spring submitted by the city and Marina Shores to establish an actual transfer facility at the Maple Street site, and that was to serve both governmental and non-governmental projects. As we did not feel that application was ever complete to process for a permit, that application was eventually inactivated, and here in the past 2 months, the City Council has actually decided that they would not support this type of establishment at the Maple Street site.
So that's not before us
today. No, sir.
No, sir. Thank you.
Overall, most of the citizens I talked with and received letters from supported dredging, but just not mechanical dredging, especially not mechanical offloading at the Maple Street site. Other concerns included potential neighborhood disturbances, odors, sounds, questions about the sand quality and quantities, and questions and concerns regarding the upland containment measures. And there was also objections to the request by the city for an as-necessary dredging permit. As I mentioned, most of the contentious issues centered around the potential use of the Maple Street site. And here we're looking at a city e-mapping image, which is actually dividing the upland by property lines. The protestants argue that the current city zoning restrictions do not allow mechanical offloading at this site, which again is right here, denoted by the orange star. Staff investigated that concern and complaint and verified with the city's public works office, the zoning office, and the city attorney's office that the city felt they could offload a municipal dredging project here, mechanically or hydraulically. This leads to the next e-mapping image the city provided. Notice the parcel shaded in red, parcel A and B. They're owned outright by the city, fee simple. This is actually a perpetual easement granted to the city. It's now through the Marina Shores property. But the easement granted to the city in 1986 specifically states for the installation of equipment and utilities necessary for dredging operations. Although the easement is over what is now Marina Shores property, the city stresses that they do not need Marina Shores permission to access or offload here. The city also points out that the Corps of Engineers also utilizes the Maple Street site for maintenance dredging of nearby federal channels through a separate agreement. More recent aerials of the Maple Street site. Of course, you're looking at majority of Marina Shores facility. A closer shot of the intertidal beach area that's under the existing easement. These are some ground shots from a few years ago. Standing on Pier 1, there's an actual jetty on the eastern border of this pier. Looking from the beach, looking back down the eastern end of Long Creek. And in 2006, a city contractor was allowed to mechanically offload here for a period of about a week and a half. And what you see here is offloading sand material dredged from different shoaling events of Long Creek. And this particular project, no additional subaqueous dredging or installation was necessary for the offloading. So it was strictly off dredging the channel and offloading without any additional dredging to access the site. Again, just looking at the equipment and the ENS measures that were employed. Pretty standard. Just behind that access facility to the north is the city's containment area, the Maple Street site. It's quite a unique site. Sand elevations vary depending on dredge events or beach nourishment schedules. It's also, as you can see, set up to accept hydraulically hydraulically placed material. Equipment moving sand around at different events. Actually, in 2009, using the Corps of Engineers contractor, a portion of Long Creek was dredged hydraulically. And this, of course, shows the pipeline and the material being blown out. You can see it in the background. Of course, it's starting to fill up, and the equipment's moving the sand around. For future trucking, this particular event in 2009 took the sand to the Cape Henry Beach for beach nourishment. And a couple of aerials of the Lynn Haven Inlet placement site, of course, the Lesner Bridge. This is Crab Creek, which is a municipal channel. Another aerial. Actually, this particular area was taken just after a contractor finished dredging Crab Creek, I think in 2007. You can see the dredge and equipment sitting right here. Again, the city has to dredge Crab Creek annually to maintain the channel. And that's something that's covered in our permits and inspections. And just typical offloading shots in Crab Creek. This one's actually near the turning basin to the south. And the offloading location from the actual dredging from 2011. And then, of course, this is what the sand looks like when it's removed. It's not always clean when it's first removed. And it begins to bleach out. It's moved around and prepared for future nourishment events. And finally, staff notified all of the oyster ground leaseholders along Long Creek and received no protest. No response. And as for agency communication, the Department of Environmental Quality informed us they will not require a permit. VIMS had no concerns with the proposal, given it was all maintenance dredging. And the Corps is preparing an RP-19 permit for the maintenance dredging request right now. That leads me right into the summary. While staff is sensitive to the protests and concerns, most are related to upland locality control matters outside of the Commission's purview. The immediate jurisdiction for the Commission in this matter is the request to remove subtidal shoaling material that could cause navigational hazards in the Long Creek Municipal Channel. As for the operational concerns, mechanical dredging is quite common in Virginia Beach for both private and governmental projects. Although hydraulic dredging may be the preferred method for the public at large, it is not always economically viable, nor are there readily available contractors in the Virginia Beach area with hydraulic capabilities that can immediately respond to a city channel shoaling problem. Furthermore, staff does not feel that the protest regarding the offloading methodology and site characteristics of the two existing sand disposal sites are germane to the Commission's jurisdiction. The sole purpose for both of the upland sites is to contain dredged sand, and they have historically been used for such purpose for over two decades. In the specific case of the Maple Street disposal site, we do not agree with the protestant's opinion that mechanically offloading here for this specific governmental project constitutes the establishment of a mechanical offloading transfer station. Regardless of the offloading point utilized, staff does not feel that a commission permit would establish a transfer facility at either the Maple Street or Lynn Haven Inlet sites. If in the future a decision or ruling is provided by the city attorney's office or the local circuit court advising that the Maple Street site cannot be used for offloading, the city would then be instructed to solely offload at the Lynn Haven Inlet placement site. However, at this time, staff does not feel it's appropriate for the commission to decide in place of the City of Virginia Beach that existing offloading sites are now not acceptable for potential governmental offloading. This application, in its simplest form, is a governmental request to maintain a municipal navigational channel while offloading its spoil material into governmental holding sites. The overall benefit of maintaining the municipal channel, either by mechanical or hydraulic methods, appears to exceed any of the related detriments as mentioned in the protest letters. In addition, staff does not feel that such maintenance dredging should be limited to certain days or time schedules, as a hazardous shoal in the municipal channel footprint should be removed as quickly and efficiently as possible. This permit, if approved, will not authorize any other dredging or offloading other than what was specifically included in the application. Given the past permit history, if staff had not received protest letters from adjacent property owners, the request to maintenance dredge the Long Creek Municipal Channel would have been administratively permitted. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the maintenance dredging request as submitted, with no restrictions on the two proposed offloading locations, nor any time of dredging offloading restrictions. If permitted, the city would be required to comply with the following permit conditions. First, they would notify staff of any shoaling event by providing the corresponding pre-dredge bathymetric survey. Second, they would coordinate a pre-dredge meeting with staff and the contractor at the proposed offloading site. They would also identify any necessary ENS measures at the offloading site. And finally, they would be required to provide a post-dredge survey within 30 days of the completion of the dredging. And that ends the presentation. I'm available for any questions. The city's here, and I think several of the protestants are here.
Thank you, Justin. A couple of questions. You've noted that a number of the protestants' concerns are related to upland issues, and I want to understand, you know, what upland issues are within our jurisdiction. And it's my understanding, with respect to disposal sites, the kinds of things that this agency is typically concerned with is the disposal site adequately bermed? Are there safety issues there? Is it going to fail? Can it hold the quantity of material that's going to be placed there? And is there authorized access?
Correct. When we receive and process dredge applications, number one, we're always requiring that the offloading location and destinations be identified, whether they're specifically along the shoreline, and in some cases overboard disposal, which would be directly under jurisdiction. But typically we require that the sites be identified and that not only the locality is comfortable in approving that location and that measure, but like you said, that there are suitable retention capabilities, preventing the material from seeping out. In these particular cases, it's a little bit easier because it's sand. It's primarily sand. And historically, both the Lynn Haven Inlet site and the Maple Street site have held large quantities of sand, and to the benefit of the City of Virginia Beach. So ultimately, to answer your question, I think both of these sites are fully capable of holding and retaining the dredge material, and it's something that the commission staff is comfortable with, and something that we also checked with several different divisions within the city, whether those sites were appropriate.
I would just ask that the protestants, when they come up to testify today, keep this information in mind. There are issues that you undoubtedly have, and I've certainly read your letters, that are outside of the jurisdiction of this commission, and they're going to be things that we can't address here today. So I would ask that you keep your comments on point to those things that we can address here today. One other question. Justin, the staff has the opinion that the mechanical offloading here at this specific site does not constitute the establishment of an offloading transfer station. So can you describe what's the difference between what they're going to do and what constitutes an offloading?
Right. The application last year never came before the commission. As I mentioned, we inactivated it. In that particular case, not only did the city and Marina Shores want to actually establish a physical point of offloading where there would be a new bulkhead, a new crane mat, new piles out in the water, and additional dredging in conjunction with the existing channel. So they were creating a larger berthing area for barges to pull up, connect. There was even talk about having an actual pipe through the wall. That, in our mind, is creating a facility. Also, along with that application, the request was to promote and permit an area that could be used by all, not just governmental projects, but neighborhood dredging projects. And they were a lot of the issues that we had concerns about, how it was going to work, why all this was necessary, especially when it's coming from a city application along with Marina Shores. In that particular application, I think that's the best example of a transfer facility proper. In this particular case, other than standard ENS measures, that's it. If you look at the Lynn Haven Inlet site and the Maple Street site, fortunately, they're both beachy intertidal areas that allow vehicular access and equipment access very close to the shoreline. And once you set up your barriers, your hay bales, your silt fences, you basically sit there and you offload. You offload the sand.
Other questions, Mr. Tanker?
Yes, sir. I have maybe the merit narrative you mentioned, ENS. What does that stand for?
Erosion and sedimentation.
Okay. And then my next question is 25,000 cubic yards of state-owned bottom is being dredged here, and you see that yellow line. I think it's 1.3 million we were just talking about in the Norfolk yards. So I'm guessing what you're seeing here is we're looking at spots.
Yes.
Is that correct? We're not looking at dredging the yellow line.
Yes. Yeah. Those three instances I referenced earlier, 01, 06, and 09, never in those cases was the entire channel dredged or needed to be dredged. They were spots. And just remembering one off the top of my head, I think 06 was about 5,000 cubic yards. What you'll find, and I think you'll hear the city reference this, is that in applications they're asked to give a maximum total number of cubic yards they could remove at one given time. So what they're doing, in our understanding, is they're identifying a maximum total amount that they could possibly remove at one time if they were to hit shoals or if the entire Long Creek started to shoal over. Fortunately for the city, Long Creek, it maintains its depth and barely needs to be dredged three times in about 12 years with just spot shoaling.
Mr. Sessions?
Mr. Chairman, you might have asked this question, and I just didn't quite understand the answer. Is it outside of this commission's responsibility also what's done with the spoils once it is offloaded? In other words, how it gets to its ultimate destination, either the beach or some other fill location?
Well, when it's beach quality sand, we strongly recommend that it be taken to nearby beaches, nearby public beaches. And typically, in my experience with Virginia Beach, that's always been the case.
But I guess what I'm asking is it outside of our purview to determine how it gets there? What roads it uses?
Yes. Yes, that's staff opinion, yes.
That it's not our responsibility to make that determination?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
That may be a question also for council, but that's staff's opinion. For example, we did not get into the matter in the Cape Henry case when the actual sand was trucked from the Maple Street site to the beach. We did not make any reference to determination or any permitting of the route, the type of equipment used, whether they went turned left on Maple Street or right on Willow Street. We did not get involved in that, and I wouldn't venture that we should get involved with that.
I want to ask council to comment on that because it's so germane to, I think, the discussion we're going to have here today.
Yeah, with respect to the commission's jurisdiction on this issue, I turned to 28.2-1202, which states that the limits or bounds of the tracts of land lying on beds, rivers, creeks, and shorelines within the jurisdiction of the Commonwealth and the rights and privileges of owners of such land shall extend to the mean low water mark, but no further. Looking at the other side of the coin of 1202, it basically says the Commission's jurisdiction does not extend landward of mean low water. Additionally, the Virginia Supreme Court explains that the regulatory authority granted the Commission by the General Assembly does not preclude, but rather contemplates, that VMRC and a locality will have concurrent jurisdiction, or excuse me, authority to regulate state-owned bottoms where a structure is also erected along the waterfront of such locality. The Supreme Court cited to 15.2-3105 for the locality's jurisdiction and, of course, looked to Title 28 for the Commission's jurisdiction. The reason I bring Jennings versus Board of Supervisors of Northumberland County up, which was a 2011 opinion, the point is that the concurrent jurisdiction over state-owned bottoms where the structure is also erected along the waterfront of locality. So, again, looking at the flip side of the coin, the Supreme Court's even saying, well, VMRC's jurisdiction ends at mean low water. So that leaves us with 28.2-1205, and I know I'm kind of spitting this out like a wide open fire hydrant here, but I'm going to bring this together in a moment. Well, maybe it's a good time to do part of that now. As Justin aptly pointed out early in his presentation, what we have really here is an overlap of some jurisdictional issues, and I believe that it's staff counsel's opinion that the commission's jurisdiction ends with considering whether we want to allow this area to be dredged with respect to state-owned bottom. You know, the conveyance issue is getting it to the disposal site, I still believe would fall within the commission's jurisdiction because that would still be considered use of, you know, because you're encroaching on or over state-owned bottom. But once we start transferring material, once the municipality starts transferring material onto upland, you know, as Justin pointed out, for our wetlands and beach and dunes jurisdiction, we're permitted to be concerned about erosion and sedimentation back into the bottom lands. But once we get beyond that, we're beyond the bounds of our jurisdiction, and that's an issue for the locality. And the citizenry of the locality needs to take that up with the locality to determine how they're going to work that out. But for us to deny a project solely on the grounds that, or even to consider, in my opinion, the grounds being, okay, we don't like where the site for other than ENS problems, you know, I think we've exceeded our jurisdiction. And again, that brings us back to 28.2-1205, which points out the factors that the commission must consider when determining whether it should issue a permit for use of state-owned bottom. It says the commission shall consider the public and private benefits of the proposed project and shall exercise its authority under this section consistent with the public trust doctrine as defined by the common law of the Commonwealth in order to protect and safeguard the public right to use and enjoy the subaqueous lands of the Commonwealth held in trust for the benefit of the people as conferred by the public trust doctrine of the Constitution of Virginia. And the commission shall also consider the project's effect on the following: other reasonable and permissible uses of state water and state-owned bottom lands, marine and fisheries resources of the Commonwealth, adjacent or nearby properties, and again, I want to stress adjacent or nearby properties, water quality, SA, and subaqueous aquatic vegetation. So really, with respect to the legal aspects, I've laid that out, and if there's any questions, I'd certainly be happy to answer them just to make sure the Commission's fully aware of where the line's drawn.
Any further questions of counsel or Justin? Okay, seeing none, let's hear from the applicant. Who's representing the city? Yes, sir. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
I do. Thank you.
Please state your name for the record.
I'm Philip Roars. I'm with the Department of Public Works, City of Virginia Beach. In addition to just making myself available for questions, I'd like to just touch on a couple of issues. The first being the flexibility that we're asking for in this permit. It's the same flexibility that we had in the previous permit, and I just wanted to take a moment to explain the rationale for that. The on or as needed basis that we're asking for, as Justin pointed out, I just wanted to underscore it. As he pointed out, when a shoal appears and starts to form in the channel, it's a very active waterway, a lot of use on this channel. We feel it's our responsibility to attack and to rectify that situation, remove the shoal as quickly as possible. The request is for either mechanical dredging or hydraulic dredging. Again, maximum flexibility. And I think the current circumstance kind of speaks to why we're asking for that flexibility. We were contacted in December by a boat owner and have since heard from a few other boat owners reporting a shoal. We've surveyed it. We've located the shoal. We know where the problem is. And in December, we asked to have this permit revisited and reissued by the commission so that we could address that shoal. That shoal is no more than 300 cubic yards, but it is impeding navigation. 300 cubic yards is a very small dredging project. It is entirely too small to justify hydraulic dredging, where you bring in a large plant, pipeline, and a large work crew. In fact, it's a week's worth of work, typically, by mechanical means. So we're asking for that flexibility. We're asking for hydraulic principally because we're able often to partner with the federal government when they're dredging the Long Creek Canal. When there's some amount of material to be removed in the channel, we know they're scheduled to do a Long Creek maintenance dredging, and they're going to bring a hydraulic plant to our city. In fact, set it up for placement in Maple Street. We find it's very convenient and very efficient for us to ask the Corps to perform some additional dredging with our funding under our permit for Long Creek. So again, this is why we're asking for that flexibility. When there's a small shoal that erupts, we can manage it with a mechanical contract. When the Corps of Engineers is in the basin and there's an opportunity to take advantage of their plan, we prefer to use the hydraulic method. And I'd like to also just touch on one other issue, and this is the transfer station versus what's being proposed. Justin got it right. We were asking for an actual physical improvement in the last permit, and we were, in fact, anticipating that that site would be used by projects other than strictly governmental channels. There's one other distinction I'd like to point out. The word transfer, and particularly in the context of our last permit, what was meant by that was the material being dredged would not be placed at Maple Street. It would never reside at Maple Street. It would be removed from the dredged scows and placed directly in the trucks for transfer to a different placement area. It was unsuitable material for beaches. We wouldn't want to put it in the beach sand reservoir. So that's what we mean by transfer, the physical act of taking it out of barge, transferring it to a truck, and taking it somewhere else. Where what's being requested in this permit application is the authorization to place beach quality material at Maple Street, not transfer it. So I wanted to make that distinction. I hope that helps, and by all means, I'm available for any questions.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Rohr? Seeing none, thank you. Anyone else from the city? Anyone else in favor of the project who wish to testify? You folks are in favor of the project? Could you all stand, please, if you intend to testify, and let me swear you in. If you intend to testify, do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Come on forward.
Mr. Commissioner.
Mr. Palmer.
Since it seems there's going to be a large quantity of folks testifying, can we put a time limit on them?
Again, let me see a show of hands of those who will testify in favor of the project. Okay, so we have two there. Now, a show of hands who will testify in opposition. All of you intend to testify in opposition. Do you have a spokesman? There's going to be individual comments. Let me suggest if you could keep your comments to under 3 minutes each, that would be appreciated. I'm not going to put you on the clock, but do your best not to repeat what someone else has said. Ma'am, go ahead. Give us your name.
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is Ann McKinney. My husband and I are boat owners, and our boat is docked at the marina at Marina Shores within line of sight of this project. As boat owners, we work very hard to be committed to the ecology, to be good neighbors along Long Creek. And we understand that there are homeowners who are not happy with this particular project based on things that I've heard about the ecology, the noise, the smell, etc. I am not familiar with any stated or inherent right that when you become a property owner, your environment will be free of noise or smells or what have you. It's a part of progress, and we need this progress for the industry of the city. I ask that, although you will consider the people here today that are for the request and the people that are against, you really consider the larger picture, the public and private benefit. Virginia Beach is a bustling city. We've won many awards for the quality of life, and recreational boating is a big, big part of that. Long Creek is a small part of the Chesapeake Bay and the surrounding waters, but it's a big part of our economy in the city of Virginia Beach. The ingress and egress of the various vessels is vital to this industry. And as the gentleman from the city stated, this is a municipal channel, which should be navigable. A municipal channel, municipal meaning it's for all of the citizens, for all of the visitors to Virginia Beach. People travel in their boats up and down the East Coast and stop in our areas and our marinas in Virginia Beach, and the waters need to be navigable for this. There are many industries that count on this channel. The livelihood of the marina owners, the boat dealers, the repair facilities, bait shops, retail stores, independent people who work and clean the boats, employment on charters. There's so much to this industry, and we ask that for this small project, that you definitely approve the opportunity to do this dredging and to keep the channel open for all of the people, not just a few boat owners that are nearby or for a few homeowners nearby, but for everyone. That according to the public trust document, you would look at this for the safe enjoyment of all the citizens and that you would approve it today. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Yes, sir.
My name is James Rugmore. I'm a resident of the city of Virginia Beach. I'm also a boat owner. At the current state of this shoaling that exists on Long Creek, I cannot get my vessel out at this time during low water. I actually run aground. This needs to be addressed. It's a life safety issue. Somebody's going to get hurt. I know it's there. Say we have an incoming motor yacht visiting Virginia Beach that draws more water than I do and does not have local knowledge and runs aground and people are injured. So it is a life safety issue. On the subject of mechanical versus hydraulic, I mean, it's not economically feasible to bring in a hydraulic dredge. I mean, you talk of spending probably over $100,000 to take care of a $15,000 to $20,000 problem. And there's also other people that came here in support today that are not speaking, so Ms. McKinney and myself are speaking for them. There's a manager of a marina. There's a gentleman who owns a boatyard who was not able to make it today due to the commitment with his wife. And I would urge the commission to vote in favor of mechanically and hydraulically dredging the waterway as seen fit by the Hydrographic Service. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any other comments in favor of the project? Okay, seeing none, we'll hear from the opposition. I'd ask all of you who wish to testify in opposition to stand and be sworn. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give today to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. Thank you.
I made it by a minute, so good morning. My name is John Faber. I'm an attorney in Virginia, and I represent Mr. Mike Meggie, who's one of the affected property owners that was notified of this project and is here today. Mike Meggie is also a boat owner. We have two specific, very specific requests to make of you with respect to this application. But before we make those requests, I want to clarify one thing legally. In addition to Section 28.2 of the Virginia Code, your obligation here today is governed by the Virginia Administrative Code. The Virginia Administrative Code is pretty specific on what the Commission should do when considering applications for dredging that will result in beach quality sand for beach replenishment. In fact, Title 4, Virginia Administrative Code, Section 20.410, says this in particular. In considering dredging permit applications, the Commission will endeavor to, number three, resolve or minimize legal, environmental, and engineering problems which can result from inadequate planning of dredged material placement. So I've heard counsel and maybe one or two of the commissioners ask the question, why are we talking about where this goes? Well, because the Virginia Administrative Code requires you to think about where it goes and requires you to resolve or minimize legal issues pertaining to that. So with that clarification on the legal standard that's at issue here, I'd like to continue with the presentation and make our requests. Our requests are simply these, that by restriction or condition, the offloading site identified by Mr. Worrell be carved out from the rest of this application and be carved out and set aside, stating that no dredged material transfer can take place at that site until the legal issues surrounding that offloading area are resolved. If that can't be carved out and set aside from the remainder of the application, then our request is that the application be denied in toto. The reasons for our requests for that particular carve-out are as follows. The City of Virginia Beach, despite what is said in Sections 2 and 10 of the application, does not own the offloading site that Mr. Worrell pointed to. The city does own the basin that's being referred to as the Maple Street site, but it does not own the offloading site. The reason that's important is this. Section 10 of the application also says that the applicant grants the commission and its staff access to that piece of property for all the due diligence that the commission needs to do to determine whether the applicant can do what it says it wants to do, and for follow-up to make sure that the application is actually doing what it's permitted to do. Again, the City of Virginia Beach, as they have already stated, does not own that offloading site. That site, as far as we know, is owned by a company called Water Boxes LLC. The predecessor to Water Boxes LLC did grant the city an easement to use that site. But an easement does not grant the easement holder the right to give other people access to the property, to third parties access to the property. If I grant Mr. Meggie a driveway easement across my property, that does not give him the right to invite whoever he wants onto my property to do whatever they want.
Excuse me, sir, do you have a copy of the easement document?
I do not have a copy of the easement
document. So you don't know what the terms of the easement are?
Yes, I do, actually. Because
okay. Do you, well,
in my head from studying this for so long.
But you didn't bring a copy of the easement with
no,
you?
No, but I believe okay. that in the staff's report there is a quotation from the easement that talks about enabling the city to use it for dredging. And I'm sure Ms. Kay Wilson, who's here from the city attorney's office, probably knows it by heart as well. And I'm sure that she will probably get up and tell you what it says. What it says is that the city is permitted to use that site in general for dredging purposes.
Okay. Thank you.
And just to reiterate, an easement only goes so far as its stated terms. It does not give you any rights, such as the right to grant other people access, beyond what's set forth in the easement document. So the city is attempting to grant the commission and its staff access that it has no right to grant. Water Boxes LLC, which I believe is the owner of that property, is not listed on the application, and it did not sign the application. That's reason number one. Second reason is there is litigation pending with respect to that offloading site. I'm sure you've had time to read the staff report that indicates that the City of Virginia Beach Board of Zoning Appeals indicated that dredging transfer, spoil transfer, cannot take place at that site. The site is zoned R7.5. It is not a permitted use to transfer dredge spoil at that site. Now, Mr. Roars just told you that this isn't transfer, according to him. Well, I don't know how else you define taking material from a channel, moving it across somebody's property to get to the city's property. That is transfer. That is what's taking place here. And in Mr. Worrell's comments indicated that it really isn't the commission's job to decide whether that transfer can take place, and frankly, I'd agree with that. But what I would suggest to you is that litigation initiated by the City of Virginia Beach because of the adverse zoning determination, Board of Zoning Appeals determination that it suffered, is ongoing right now to determine whether that site, that offload site, can be used for the transfer of dredge spoil. My client didn't initiate that litigation. The City of Virginia Beach initiated the litigation. Ms. Wilson will stand up here, or somebody from the city will probably stand up here after I'm finished and tell you, oh, the application doesn't require you to disclose all litigation. It just requires you to disclose environmental litigation. I say the commission would probably want to know if there were title litigation affecting this property, if there were litigation stating that this property is a historical site and can't be used, if there were tax lien litigation affecting this property. All that goes to the fundamental question of whether the property can be used for what the applicant wants to use it for. The same thing is the case with respect to this zoning litigation. It goes to the fundamental question as to whether the applicant can use that offloading site for what it wants to use it for. The third question we have and the third assertion we have is this. Section 15.2-2232 of the Virginia Code says that when a city, like Virginia Beach, has approved a comprehensive plan, no public area, unless it's already shown on that plan, can be authorized or constructed until the Planning Commission of that city has agreed that that use or that area is in compliance with the comprehensive plan, and the City Council has confirmed the Planning Commission's decision. This site, as a dredge material transfer site, is not shown on the comprehensive plan of the City of Virginia Beach at all. We've pointed it out to the City of Virginia Beach, and the City of Virginia Beach has made no effort to initiate the process to show this site as a dredge material transfer site on the comprehensive plan. Our assertion is that an applicant that steadfastly refuses to follow state law is not entitled to a state permit. So to summarize, the Commission, in reviewing applications of this kind, is supposed to resolve or minimize legal aspects pertaining to the placement of the material. We're going to suggest to you that if you do not place these conditions that we've requested on the application, you will be complicating rather than minimizing or resolving the legal issues pertaining to this site. Instead, we urge you to carve out, again, this particular site from the rest of the application by condition or by restriction, stating that no dredge material transfer can take place at this site until either the City Planning Commission and the City Council of the City of Virginia Beach or the Circuit Court of the City of Virginia Beach state that this is a permitted dredge transfer site. At that point, I suppose the city can probably come back if it's successful in all of that litigation and get its approval administratively. But until that point, it deserves no approval of this application with respect to the transfer at the Maple Street site. I thank you for listening, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions, Mr. Shake?
Yeah. So you're maintaining the act of getting the material from a barge across the easement part of the property to the holding site. You're considering that as transfer?
Yes. It's transferred from one point to the other point.
Okay. As opposed to what was discussed before of putting it material that's already in the site into trucks and taking it to beaches for replenishment. You're saying that this is not that kind of transfer, or are you saying they're both transfer?
We're not. I didn't frankly address the second leg at all. The leg that I was concerned with was from channel across the easement property to the city property.
And you maintain the easement does not allow VMRC inspection during that process or access to that that part of the transfer.
I maintain that the easement gives the rights that it explicitly says in the document and nothing beyond.
But we don't have a copy of the document.
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Commissioner, I think it might be prudent, if I'm not jumping
out,
Chad. I looked up the Virginia Administrative Code section that council cited, and I thought it would be prudent for the commission to hear what the objectives and goals of that title are. And in 4 VAC 20-400-10, it begins with the objectives, and it does speak to dredge material, placement of dredge material. The objective is to assure that all suitable dredge material is utilized on eroding beaches shorelines to the maximum extent practicable. In considering dredging permit applications, the commission will endeavor to, one, support Section 10.1-704 of the Code of Virginia, which provides that beaches of the Commonwealth be given priority consideration as sites for disposal of that portion of dredge material determined to be suitable for beach nourishment, and two, to coordinate and cooperate with the appropriate state and federal agencies to the extent that VMRC regulatory actions can support those agencies in administering House Joint Resolution Number 223 of the 1987 General Assembly session regarding the use of dredge material for beach nourishment, and three, to resolve or minimize legal, environmental, and engineering problems which can result from inadequate planning of dredge material placement. I just thought that would be appropriate to have before the commission. in light of the Virginia Administrative Code reference council made.
And this is in the guidelines. If everybody's got it in front of them, if they want to pull up and take a look at it,
thank you.
Under the criteria for placement of sanding dredging material.
Commissioner, the easement is in the packet.
All right.
Labeled it. It begins on
2E2.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Sessions?
Well, yeah, I have actually two questions. One regarding the easement, but now that the easement has been pointed out, it's in our packet, I'm going to read over that because that might answer the question. But two, you've referred to the word transfer several times. Now, are you connecting that with a code, a city code, a state code, or your own definition of transfer?
Just as Mr. Worrell did, that's my own definition of transfer. Getting from point A to point B is a transfer in my eyes.
Are there other questions, Mr. Faber? Seeing none, thank you.
I have one question.
I'm sorry, Mr. Taggart.
Well, I do have a question. How do you resolve the fact that this site has been used historically for the last 10 to 20 years? Or
I don't know what we'll call a transfer site?
I don't know
that it has been used as a transfer site for the past 20 years in the fashion that Mr. Worrell stated it. Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't. The fact is that there is no permit active today. And the fact is that the City Council, the Board of Zoning Appeals of the City of Virginia Beach has indicated that this is not a proper use of the property. If it had taken place historically, then evidently, according to the Board of Zoning Appeals, that was an illegal use. So there's a distinction to be made here, I believe, between what the easement allows and what the municipal code allows. The litigation that's occurring right now isn't over what the easement says the property owner allows the city to do. It's what the city's own code allows the city to do. That's the distinction I think we need to keep in mind here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's next to speak?
Mr. Chairman, fellow commission members. I'm David Williams. I'm the president of Shore Drive Community Coalition, a group of civic associations representing many residing along Long Creek and associated neighborhoods. We request the disapproval of this submitted permit. While many residents and users along this waterway fully accept the need for periodic maintenance dredging of the navigable channel along Long Creek, we fully reject the city's current permit request to expand the scope and the method used for that dredging beyond that which has been previously approved by VMRC and performed as needed every 3 to 4 years. Maintenance dredging has been performed along Long Creek, as Mr. Rohr says, about once every 4 years and removed beach grade sand. The latest incident of emergency dredging removed 400 cubic yards only. We believe this permit request to allow an expansion to approximately 25,000 cubic yards on an annual as needed basis significantly exceeds that which has been previously demonstrated and accomplished to maintain this channel 3 to 4 times in 7 years. That is what is required to maintain this channel. All previous dredging was of beach grade sand suitable for placement on a beach. Further, we believe that the use of mechanical dredging methods with its associated technical limitations will result in serious channel wall sloughing in the area, as mechanical dredging will require additional road, barge, and transfer equipment. Its impact should be fully studied before approval. This association is opposed to permit number application number 11-1830 as currently written, as it grossly exceeds that which is needed to support Long Creek maintenance channel dredging. Further, we believe that mechanical dredging, if used, would unreasonably damage the environmental quality of Long Creek and cause unreasonable hardship to the nearby neighborhoods and infrastructures. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Circulation in my legs going again before I start speaking. Hi, my name is Ed Cunningham. I live at 2016 Bay Road on the just south of Long Creek, specifically about a 45-degree angle from the specific Maple Street site that we've been speaking about. Before I start my comments, let me just commend Mr. Worrell for his thoroughness and maybe even more so for his patience in talking to all of those of us who have either been opposed or those that are in favor of the joint application. He has done a very thorough job. We should be proud of him. I'm not standing here to tell you that I am opposing the hydraulic dredging of Long Creek. That would be ridiculous. Long Creek needs to be dredged on a periodic basis. As a matter of fact, over the past 10 or 12 years, I have witnessed dredging to take place every 10, three or four times. I'm also saying to you that I am not opposing the mechanical dredging of Long Creek, because obviously from a cost-effective standpoint, that's really the only way to do temporary issues having to do with emergency shoaling. It's a simple way to do it. This gets back to some of the comments that Mr. Worrell made in this particular regard, because, like I say, with his thoroughness, we agree with 95% of what he said. It's 5% that we don't agree with. The number one issue we disagree with has to do with the transfer. Transfer is transfer is transfer is transfer. The other issue, he quite often mentioned the fact that he had consulted with the staff in Virginia Beach, the attorneys there. That's like asking the fox about the security of the chicken coop, because obviously they're going to be so pro to what they want to do. What we are specifically opposing is the transfer and the depositing and the transfer of mechanically dredged spoils transfer, spoils transfer at the Maple Street site. I built my home 46 years ago, and I've never witnessed mechanical transfer at the Maple Street site. So why do I oppose the mechanical transfer at Maple Street? Number one, it is an industrial operation, bringing the barges in, offloading them, doing what's necessary to transfer the material to wherever they want to transfer it to. Even though the city says that it's not, even though perhaps Mr. Worrell says that it's not. Two, the city does not own the Maple Street property. Three, I guess four, the city does have an easement, but that is limited to the removal of hydraulic dredging. Number five, the Board of Zoning Appeals has been referred to has ruled against the city. It cannot be used as a mechanical transfer site. Six, the city's specially appointed commission to study this thing, which they did for something like 6-7 months, has recommended that Maple Street never be used as a mechanical transfer site. Seven, a resolution sponsored by Vice Mayor Jones and Lynn Haven District Councilman Wood was adopted unanimously by City Council, in which it said that the transfer site would never be placed under the city's SSD program at Maple Street. Eight, we have in hand an opposition petition that's been executed by over 1,500 individuals opposing the use of Maple Street as a transfer site. Nine, all of the adjoining civic leagues, Broad Bay Island Civic League, Cape Story by the Sea Civic League, and Long Creek Cove Associates have all gone on record as opposing the transfer site at that location. Yet, with all of the negatives, the JPA stipulates, as it's been submitted, that in addition to hydraulic and mechanical dredging, the spoils may be transferred at the Maple Street site. That just doesn't make any sense. It flies in the face of all of those issues that have come out. So what's the solution that should satisfy all parties? Number one, as earlier counsel said, modify the terms of the application. Stipulate that the mechanical dredge spoils transfer would not occur at Maple Street. There are other places, other sites that they can transfer this material. And finally, and maybe this is most importantly, in conclusion, if the VMRC approves this application in its present form, the city will have carte blanche permission to use Maple Street anytime they want for the mechanical transfer of dredge spoils in spite of the many illustrated and referenced negative factors. Gentlemen, this is just not right. Thank you for your time and your attention, and I'll be happy to answer any questions or clarify any points that I've made.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you.
Actually, I have a question.
Mr. Palmer.
You said that it's been utilized previously for moving a dredge sand from the channel to the beaches. Have you ever posed that before?
I'm sorry. I don't quite understand your question.
You said, and we've heard earlier, that dredged sand,
yes,
has been taken from there and brought to the beaches.
Hydraulically.
Have you ever opposed it, though?
No.
Thank you very much. That's all I'm through.
Question, Mr. Sess.
Now, did you make the comment that the easement does not allow hydraulic dredging, or doesn't allow mechanical dredging?
The easement does not allow mechanical dredging. It does allow hydraulic dredging in connection with the Corps of Engineers for the periodic maintenance dredging of Long Creek.
Now, the way that I read the easement is as follows, and maybe I'm wrong. Whereas Levine shall convey to the city a perpetual easement over, across, under, through that portion of Parcel 1 containing 23,000 square feet, more or less, for installation of equipment and utilities necessary for dredging operations and for purposes of natural drainage, period. I don't see anywhere in there that it limits it.
You don't see anywhere where it says that it's hydraulic?
No.
No.
Not in what we have. But we're not asking you to respond to that.
No, I'm making
just pointing that out. Okay, let's keep going here, folks. Who's next? Why don't we're going to work from the front of the room to the back, just so you know, and just try to queue up as quickly as you can so we can get through this reasonably.
Hi, my name's Andy Bond, and I'm a citizen of Virginia Beach, and my concern is with the 25,000 cubic yard limit. We heard that the one shoal would probably take about 300. We heard that in the past it's been used mechanically for about a week and a half. Well, that won't approach the 25,000 cubic yard limit per year. It's my understanding this is a 10-year permit. Is that right, Justin? 10?
It would be 5 years.
5. Okay, well, that'll...
With the ability to renew.
Thank you.
Well, let's see. 5 years, I think that would end up being 2.5% of the entire amount that would be dredged for the Midtown Tunnel that we just heard. That's a huge amount, and it's unrealistic that that would be used. It would be unrealistic economically, and I understand all that. But by not having any further limit in this permit, they're able then the city then is able to say, well, it's already permitted for 25,000 cubic yards of mechanical dredge material per year through Maple Street. It's already, if you do it, it's already done. And that's my concern. So I'd ask that there be some other limit or some other procedural process that should be gone through to involve the citizens. If it's going to be used for more than a week, if it's going to be used for more than 300 cubic yards at a time, that the citizens should be notified, that the citizens should be involved and being allowed to be able to make comments and to object that way, so that it's not carte blanche, 25,000 cubic yards per year or however long, which is then transferred to, oh, well, it's already permitted for a dredge spoils transfer site, which is what the city wanted to do initially. Thank you.
I have one question.
Sure.
For this gentleman.
Sir,
thank you. Andy, I'm sorry, I didn't get your last name.
Bond, B-A-A-N.
This, you're saying that you're concerned that this would be, the city would be able to say by the board's permit for dredging that it could claim that that location would then be permitted to accept 25,000. Is that the position you're taking? I want to make sure I understand that. That's where you're going with it.
That is my position, and that, as I read it, that is the only restriction other than the meeting with the notifying VMRC and then the meeting with the contractor. That's the only restriction on the use of Maple Street.
But you do understand, as a board, we cannot permit the location for the disposal.
Yeah,
we do not grant a permit for that location.
But you should be concerned if it's going to be used for 25,000 cubic yards per year. It's a lot more than one barge showing up, or that's going to be a whole lot more than a week and a half worth of use.
I understand that.
That's why you should be concerned about that limit.
I understand that point, but I didn't quite understand the point you were trying to make, that this would be somehow permitting that location, which I want to make sure that's not my understanding. I don't think that's anyone's understanding that we were actually permitting that that disposal location.
Let's hear from Mr. Watkinson. I think he can help us with this.
Your assessment is correct. The 25,000 yards would be from the Long Creek channel. We're permitting the material to come from Long Creek. If the city wanted to use it for some other material from somewhere else, that permit would have to be reviewed on its merits and determine whether or not this site is suitable for that particular other project. So what we're talking about here is 25,000 up to 25,000 cubic yards from the Long Creek channel going in to the site.
Has the city ever taken 25,000 yards from Long Creek in a year?
Based on the comments that Justin made and the information provided, it doesn't seem that they have.
Which is why I would argue that it would make it easy to reduce that total, that large amount, to something less than that if it's never been done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've noted your concern.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
First, I wanted to give you a letter from Richard Brothers, and this is probably, my name is Lynn Hume, and I live at 2036 Hackberry Road, directly across from the site. I have a letter that I want to present you. He couldn't be here. Richard Brothers is a former vice president and president of Cape Story by the Sea during the 1987 period when the negotiations were occurring, as well as Mr. Cunningham, whom references the hydraulic. The agreement was, which was not written down, but Mr. Brothers has testified at the BZA and has talked many, many times in public in front of hundreds of people, that the agreement to allow that site to be negotiated was for the beach quality standby hydraulic placement. That's why we're so upset. And this is the letter. Who should I give this to be recorded?
Mr. World.
Mr. Brothers has testified under oath at the BZA. He had some medical situations. He could not be here. And the other vice president at the time, he was on vacation. This is a short meeting. We didn't know it was coming this soon. So that's where the hydraulic comes into. I've lived in the Long Creek area for 30 years. My dad fished right in front of this house. My son fishes here. If you're a fisherman and you are in this area, you know that this is a known speckled trout hole. It's a bait fish hole. It's where the boats congregate. It is a residential environment. It's where kids jump in the water. It's where canoes come out. It's paddle boarders. I've been a real estate agent for 29 years, and I specialize in this area. You can take a little circle, and that's where I sell for 29 years. I know zoning. I know the people, and I know the history of this area. And when my husband and I decided to buy this property, we knew that the parcel across the way was zoned residential. We know that the wetlands are proffered for no development. And we knew that there was sometimes a big pipe came around and dumped sand into the city's holding pit. It's a conduit, like electricity, like plumbing. There's some pusher boats, but it's a conduit, and the transfer occurs into the pit. It's not barges pulling up and offloading and cranes and noises. I actually have, there's no parameters on this, and there weren't before. In 2006 is when we moved there, and I have a letter to the, from the city manager saying that they were allowed to do their operation 24/7. I understand that for hydraulic, but there are no parameters, even if this site ever got approved legally. I have the letter from the city manager's office where I couldn't, it was my wake-up call. We couldn't have cookouts. We couldn't use the waterway in front of our property. There were no, if you lived there, you would be as upset as I am. And there's no parameters on this, plus it's, the BZA said it's not legal. If you're responsible like we were, and like when you purchase your home, you look to see what zoning is. You look to see what the use around your site is. We did not buy across the road from a B2 zoning. The first two rows of boats is in residential zoning. And the property, the wetlands, are supposed to be proffered for P1, and that slipped through the cracks, too.
Ms. Hume, you recognize we don't have any authority on zoning.
Well, okay, I'm kind of giving you the background. Okay, you have the authority over the BZA. If you're familiar with, some of this you might be familiar with the people and how upset they've been. Why isn't the Army here today? The Army's not here today because of law. And we don't expect you, if it's not in your purview to rule on the law, then you need to cut the mechanical dredge spoils transfer site out of Maple Street. The folks here that like the dredging, and we all want the dredging, and we need the dredging, hydraulic is available, mechanical is available, and it can go to many other I've looked at all the permits. It can go to the beach, it can go to the state park, and it can go to other designated sites. It can go in for fill. We're not holding up the dredging of Long Creek if you take out that part. Send it back to the city of Virginia Beach to clean up their own mess. We didn't rezone it. We didn't make it residential, but we did want to protect our rights. This is putting the cart before the horse. This is not. If it's not in your area, send it back. We fought a long, hot battle. We've had 250 people at the BZA, hundreds of people over several public meetings. I have pictures and pictures and pictures. This is a residential area. And it should not, and like we're talking about, this, they're able now to do 25,000 cubic yards of mechanical dredging, mechanical offload at that site. That's what you'd be approving. Do any of you know how many barges 25,000 cubic yards of sand or spoils would use? How many barges would come into that site, and how many barges would leave? DEQ supposedly have signed off on this. I have DEQs. They had conditions before. They had for shoaling. Why don't these conditions exist now? It was allowed for small shoaling areas. All dredging to be formed hydraulically. That's what the permit was, which goes along with the promise. Then by no citizen input, it was little by little changed. Little by little, with no citizen input. I do not see where it was ever allowed to be mechanically offload of 20,000 cubic yards. Wasn't the DEQ condition still in here that talks about limited shoaling, emergency shoaling? I mean, why isn't this here? Why isn't DEQ addressing 25,000 cubic yards being mechanically offloaded in that area next to the wetlands? That's a failure. That's a failure in itself. Our councilman talks about small shoaling. Where's the limitations? The Army Corps of Engineers talks about small shoaling. Where's the limitations? This gives you carte blanche, like Mr. Cunningham said, to go up to 25,000 cubic yards. Once this gets approved, they will go and grab another neighborhood and bring it over here and say, look, we've set a precedent. This is wrong. I'm getting upset now.
I think we understand.
Okay, here is, I'm going to give you this since we don't have the ability to show this. But 99.9% of the time, this is where people live. This is where children fish. This is where my son and his scouts learned how to get their boater's license. This is what we do here. We paddleboard. It's the speckled trout season. This is the kind of activity, and there's no limit on here. We're not against dredging. This is what my son, this is what he's going to do all summer, and his friends. But not if there's 15 barges leaving and 15 barges coming, and there's no restrictions. But please prove the permit with the hydraulic. If not, but take out the mechanical dredge transfer site at Maple Street until the city and the people.
Thank you. Justin, we need to keep those, right?
Yeah. Okay. Got a question.
Mr. Palmer?
I've got a question for Ms. Hume.
Ms. Hume, there's a question. Mr. Palmer.
You said you've been selling real estate in that area, specializing in that area,
yes,
for 29 years. And, again, we've heard testimony that it's been used as a site to move sand from one place to another. In all that time, have you known anybody to protest the use of that site? And anybody you've dealt with or any of your people you've sold to?
Yes, yes, all the time. We talk about it all the time, and I also would disclose it.
Prior to this?
Yes.
Prior to
Yes. Oh, my God. I sold Mr. Bond his house, but we talked about the hydraulic use, the historical use of hydraulic placement by a conduit.
Did he protest it?
Huh? Pardon me?
I'm asking, did he protest it? Not did you notify him. Did he protest
it? Well, it was my job to notify whoever I'm talking to. Did I protest? Well, I protested, yes, in 2006. Before 2008, permit modification was made. I have it right here to the city manager's office, and she told me to call the police. That's the only way we were...
Is that a noise protest?
It was a noise protest, and that the fact that the men were running their barges next to our dock, they were giving us profane... with their hands.
Yeah, that wasn't a permit protest then. You actually made a complaint.
But it was against the contractors, and that's what we'd be subject to.
That's correct. That was a complaint made to the police for a criminal activity.
Well, no, the police told me to take it back to the city. And again, it's a conduit like electricity that is for hydraulic. Barges offloaded by giant cranes is a transfer on the privately owned property itself. It's much, much more harmful.
Thank you. Next. Again, I'm going to ask that you try to keep your comments to 3 minutes or less. Sir, right here.
Tom Best again. Sorry, guys. I know it's lunchtime. You probably all have copies, I would hope, of the handwritten letter
we have it.
I sent in. The permit, or this request is... Sorry, guys. Amateur night at best. There's no elevations to show how high they can go with the sand. Excuse me. Let me start this. I own a lot right about there. And it backs up to this dike. The dike is, in fact, on my land, according to my surveyor. Part of the dike that they built, I don't know when, is on my land. I've asked for it to be removed prior to this. I asked for it again here with a copy to the city.
And again,
get the sand off.
That's a city issue.
It's covering wetlands. Somebody put it there without approval, I'm sure. There's salt water comes on the backside of that, tidal water comes on the backside of that hole. Through a pipe that's probably 50 years old, rusted, about that big around, which limits the tidal flow. I don't know who put it in, when, whatever. The existing dike, not only is it partly in the wrong place, because nobody apparently supervised the permit before, it is... also not built to the specifications. The dike, is, as you may have noticed quickly in the pictures, is one-to-one slope, 45 degrees, when in the pretty picture it says it will be 2.5 to 1. And, of course, in these kind of drawing schematics, you don't realize the change physically because it all looks like this, and they say 1 to 2.5, but it's really then supposed to be like this. I'll go quick. I was particularly upset from an environmental standpoint because while I've been in construction for 50 years, I do like and protect the environment. All they say on here is silt fence and straw. They're going to make me, if I'm even within 6 miles of that area, put up 3 silt fences and probably take other measures with large volumes. I mean, the picture of the previous dredging, it did in some places have 2 silt fences, and that may have been before the sort of the 3 silt fence rule, but there were places that only showed 1. Who inspects this to make sure people are living within their permit? There's no mention here of either city quality control, city environmental engineer, BMRC, Corps, going out there on a biweekly, everyday process and watch this sand as it dropped into a canal, saltwater canal that runs on, right?
If this is the offload area, there's a saltwater canal runs immediately from at the toe of that slope. Who are you? If we said, look, when you get in there, you can only go this way, which means you're over land. You can't go this way where the bucket would be over the saltwater. There's not one mention in here that I found that addresses the environment. Not one sentence in the application.
Thank you.
You know, it just doesn't make it's premature and, sorry, amateur. And it would not be allowed of a citizen who wanted to do something that 2% of what this is proposing.
Thank you.
Mr. Commissioner, I have one question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bass. You talked about the dike. Is that, I don't know if you have the plans right in front of you, but I'm looking at sheet 2B6.
And I've got it here somewhere.
There's a dike reference there. Is that the dike that you're referencing? I want to make sure.
I'm talking about not the CC. That's over at the other site. I'm talking about BB. I'm looking for a page now. 4 of the drawing. Okay, BB on sheet 2 and BB on sheet 4. Is that the ones you're talking about?
Okay, so that's 2B6. Thank you.
I own lot, what here is referred to as M9. I'm sorry.
M9.
And interesting for you guys, that lot turned when it was initially laid out to the right from the front of the lot because there used to be a lagoon there that emptied into Long Creek. And when you talk to the Corps about it, well, that was before the law. That's their answer to having filled the lagoon.
Thank you, Mr. Best.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Next.
Gentlemen, my name is Mary Elizabeth Lynch. I live right adjacent to the big sand pit where the dredging has taken place in the past. I've been there 18 years. I did not object to the first time the dredging was done. I think that's an excellent question. I wasn't in on the original negotiations and thought that just sort of came with my land. But it was hydraulic dredging, and it happened a week every 3 or 4 years. And so I thought that was perfectly okay. I could deal with that. I think that what's being proposed now is very different, and so I object to it, and I would like to register my objection. And I also think the second consideration that I think plays a part here and a bearing on why I think you should deny this permit is that there has been an intervening commission determination. I know that's outside your purview, but I think it should be within your consideration. The BZA has determined that that site is not a permissible use for any kind of dredging. Now, I agree that's a big problem, but it's a big problem for Virginia Beach to solve with its citizenry. And I think that that is a consideration you need to take into consideration when you determine what to do about this permit. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Anyone else? Thank you. We give the city now, Mr. Voors, a few minutes to rebut or respond to anything that you heard.
There was a lot said. I think I'd defer to Kay if the commission has any questions about the Board of Zoning Appeals issue. There were a couple of points that I felt probably needed to be discussed. One of them was already brought up, that the easement that was granted to the city was not limited to hydraulic dredging, and that was said, I think, cleared up. There was a point made by the same gentleman that there are other places we could accomplish this transfer of dredged material, and I would rebut that. The site is owned property by the city of Virginia Beach. It is a sand stockpile. We fill it with sand through the dredging of Long Creek Canal and Long Creek, and then periodically empty it and place all that material on a public beach. There is literally nowhere else in the basin where we could buy a piece of land of this size and manage that activity. The reference was that we could transfer the dredge material somewhere else, so that's true if we plan to transfer. Our plan and our request in this permit is to place, to dispose of the dredge material on the sand stockpile for future use and beach replenishment. I'll address Mr. Best's contention that the dike is encroaching on his property. He makes reference to a surveyor. I've never been made aware of that survey. I've been involved with this property my entire career with the city of Virginia Beach. I know the history of the dike creation, who built them. I've seen repeated surveys of the site done by our own surveyors. Plats presented to me are plots of their surveys. And at no time have I seen that the dikes encroach on others' property. The dikes are solely within the city of Virginia Beach's property. That I know for sure. Those are all the issues that I saw needed addressing. I'd certainly be willing to answer any questions.
Let me ask you or Ms. Wilson to address the easement issue. Earlier, Mr. Sessoms noted language on page, I think it's 2E3. Again, there's no mention of hydraulic or mechanical. Is there, I don't know if I have the entire document, but is there any mention of the words hydraulic or mechanical?
No, in case here, and I'll rely on her to stop me at an appropriate point, but not only was it not limited to method, but there was also the initial speaker, I think, raised concern about our ability to allow VMRC staff to enter the site and so forth. Actually, the easement is transferable. We, in fact, the city of Virginia Beach, after having received the easement from the Levine Estate, conveyed an exact duplicate of that easement to the United States Army Corps of Engineers. We also gave them a perpetual easement, which allows their contractors, inspectors, all the permit compliance. So we were able to convey that easement to the Corps of Engineers, that they've received it and used it for almost 30 years without objection of the underlying property owner. So the assertion that VMRC staff can't enter the site is not true.
Thank you. Any questions, Mr. Tank?
It seems to me when you boil this down from the testimony we've heard today, one of the big issues is mechanical versus hydraulic. And can you give us any sense of how you made the decision economically, or the city, to go to mechanical versus hydraulic? What are the economic dynamics there?
Well, the economics are essentially this, that to bring a hydraulic dredge plant under contract to dredge these shoals you typically incur a very large mobilization cost. There's a raft of equipment, including the dredge plant itself, and all the pusher boats, the pipeline, have to be brought from some other basin that may come from Norfolk Harbor, it may come from somewhere else. But typically, the mobilization charge and the demobilization charge could very well exceed $100,000. When we do oceanfront beach replenishment and use open ocean hopper dredges, those mobilization charges total almost $1 million. So the work that we currently have in the channel to do, something on the order of 200 to 300 cubic yards, it is about an hour's worth of the typical dredge plant's capacity.
How many barges is that?
Well, it depends on who does the work and what size their barge is, but 200 cubic yards could easily be two barges or it could be 10 barges, depending on the size of equipment of the contractor. Back to the economics, with 200 to 300 cubic yards of dredging to be done and with the cost of dredging being somewhere for that small volume around $40 a cubic yard, this is really a very low cost issue that we have right now to deal with this one shoal that's restricting navigation. To bring in a hydraulic plant would cost literally an order of magnitude more just to address a very small quantity. I hope I addressed your question.
Yes, Mr. Paul, so thus, why the 25,000 yard?
Right. And we would be willing, if it were the commission's will, to reduce that. We asked for it for a number of reasons. One is that was the volume in the previous permit. So we're trying to ask for the exact same permit that we had last time. And it was 25,000 cubic yards per year as a maximum. We have never, as has been testified, we've never in any given year taken that much material out of the channel and really don't anticipate.
What's the most you have taken out?
Probably in the order of 5,000 to 6,000 cubic yards. I guess the reason we would ask for a higher limit would be is we typically dredge it on a 3 to 4 year cycle. If something were to occur and the cycle became much longer and at the time we finally got funded or got all permit clearance or resolved contract disputes, we're able to dredge the channel, and there was something larger in volume there because of the length of time, we would like that limit to be established so we wouldn't have to come back to the commission and ask for an extension or a change. But it's clearly in excess, I'll admit, it's clearly in excess of what we need.
Mr. Schick?
Yeah, at some point in time it becomes economically unlikely that you would use mechanical dredge if you were to miss that three-year cycle and you go to 6 years. Is that correct? I mean, it gets too expensive to use mechanical as the quantity goes up.
It could, but really the opposite is more true. You typically look for a large enough volume to warrant going a hydraulic route. Hydraulic dredging is done on massive scales. The Panama Canal was dug principally hydraulically, mechanically. So you can use mechanical dredging for very large quantity projects, and it can be cost-effective. But the opposite is typically true. You typically look for something much greater than 200 cubic yards, something in the thousands of cubic yards before you would see the economics swing to the point where hydraulic would be the preferred method.
Mr. Sessions.
Mr. Orth, I've heard about mechanical dredging as being a, I don't want to exaggerate, a significant negative environmental impact. And I know it's done all around the city and the Commonwealth, too. What is significantly negative or more negative about mechanically dredging than hydraulically dredging?
Well,
where is it?
You're asking me for an opinion, and your own staff should probably answer that question. But I'll say this. Over the years of working with the issue, the principal environmental impact that I'm aware of in the difference between the two methods is increased turbidity during the act of dredging, whereas you're actually stirring the bottom up, potentially having some fallback as you're moving the material under the barge, and likewise when you're unloading it, there's that opportunity for spill to occur. So it's that turbidity and fallback issue are the principal environmental impacts that are different from hydraulic, where it's thought that a hydraulic suction dredge would generally keep the turbidity lower at the dredge site. So that's the principal difference that I'm aware of. There's talk about perhaps shape of channel, but there's pros and cons with that argument.
Would you notice the difference after, say, one tide change?
It's very temporary, and that's typically what you'll hear from your staff and from them. Say, I've heard it many times over the years that while it's an impact, it's typically localized at the dredge site and very temporary in nature.
Thank you.
Mr. Watkinson, do you want to add anything to that?
I think it's a fair characterization. Mechanical dredging is the point of dredging that you potentially are worried about stirring the bottom up and not capturing the mines, but converse with hydraulic is you have to deal with a large placement site, and it has a turbidity effluent as the water flows over the weir and back into the nearby water. So that's a concern, too. So it depends on the circumstances. Here it seems to be mostly sand, so the environmental impact of the bucket dredge or mechanical activity in a sandy environment is not nearly what it would be in a soupy, muddy environment.
Thank you.
Mr. Schick?
In the staff's opinion, we have full access to the easement also, as far as, I mean, there's not an issue that you see as far as our people.
We have never run into that before, being challenged on our right to be there. The city seems to think they are providing us the right to be there through their easement authorization, and that's what we relied on.
Okay. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of questions. And, you know, a primary concern, I guess, you know, we heard testimony suggesting that this offloading site potentially sets up a conflict between existing uses of the waterway there, to the extent that there's significant recreational activity immediately adjacent to that site. In light of that, can you tell us a little bit more about the potential scale of operations related to what you might realistically anticipate? I mean, if we permit 25,000 cubic yards, but you're immediately looking to dredge 300 cubic yards, you know, again, worst case scenario, is that, I think you said previously something about a week or a week and a half of work.
That would be my expectation, is that the current volume of material to be dredged should be able to be accomplished within a week or 2 weeks, depending on the contractor and the equipment he brings to bear. But if he's confident, it's literally a week's worth of work. The equipment are a barge-mounted excavator and a what we refer to as a scow, an open barge to receive the dredge material and use to transport, and a pusher boat or two. So we're talking about a fleet of probably four floating pieces of equipment, two of them probably motorized. Now, if we were in a circumstance where the channel was more significantly shoaled and where we had 10,000 cubic yards to remove, something closer to the limit of the permit we're asking for, you would see more scows. You would see larger equipment, and you might see two or three or four scows so that they could have one being offloaded at all times, one being loaded at all times, and then those in transit. So as you scale up a project, as it gets to be larger in scale, you would see more pieces of equipment. But for what the current condition is today, I would expect to see one scow, one pusher boat. They'd suffer the 45-minute wait while it's taken over to be offloaded because there's only three men on the clock, and they'd probably be the same guys going over to offload it, as a matter of fact. And I'll say the opposite with hydraulic dredging. Anytime you get involved in hydraulic dredging, that there is as much or more impact on navigation. A hydraulic plant has a pipeline, a floating section of pipeline, a submarine section of pipeline. It's a swinging piece of apparatus that occupies the whole channel. They're typically larger in footprint, and you'll see a backhoe mounted on a barge for this type of operation. So I would point that out, that a hydraulic operation is also potentially conflicting with navigation or recreational uses of the water.
And just to follow up, and does the city have alternative sites within that area for offloading mechanical spoils or not?
For strictly offloading, if we were to offload into trucks and take it somewhere else, there are other opportunities. There were some identified by the Beaches and Waterways Commission that recently looked at this whole issue. But we're, again, seeking a permit to be allowed to dredge this material. We know it's generally beach-quality sand, and we'd like to place it in our sand stockpile for future use of beach replenishment.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Matters before the commission.
Commission, one point of clarification.
Justin.
You referenced the cubic yards of total dredge material from 2,000, permit was 20,000. Just to clarify.
Okay. 20,000.
before the commission.
What was the previous one?
21,000. Are we ready for a motion?
We're ready for a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the permit for the City of Virginia Beach.
Is there a second on the motion?
Yeah, I'd like to second the motion. I'd like to comment on. I have a unique perspective on this type of situation because I've lived on site next to both hydraulic and mechanical dredging. Neither one of them are quiet. Neither one of them, are easy to get around. Neither one of them is something I'd like to live next to, which I have several times. But it was a necessary evil. And I was glad to see the dredge come, and I was glad to see it go. And I think that's this type of situation where hopefully the city will work as much as they can with the community to assure them that there will not be 25,000 cubic yards coming through this one site. That would be a near impossibility. Who could even afford to do that? But also, on the other hand, this is a necessary thing, and I'd like to definitely second the motion.
Let me clarify the motion. The motion is to approve the project, and I assume that's in keeping with all the recommendations that staff has outlined.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, yes.
In their evaluation. Thank you. And you're clear on that, Mr. Shea? Yes. Mr. Plummer.
I want to make the comment that I do appreciate everybody coming up here to speak their mind on this issue. I think everybody made excellent points. Not all of these things can be resolved by this board. I think anybody argues with the fact that safety does become an issue, that we have to be concerned with clearing this waterway, and I'm going to support the motion for that reason. Thank you.
Any further comments on the motion? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it is clear that the dredging does need to occur. I think there's that case has been well made by the applicant. Most of the speakers have confirmed that the dredging does need to occur. The issues of how this site is used specifically, I think, are primarily an upland issue outside of the commission's jurisdiction. Clearly, there does need to be some further resolution of those issues at the city level, but I don't think it's appropriate for the commission to be filling that role of municipal government in this discussion. So I think, given the jurisdictional considerations, I think the case is supported, and I'll speak in support of the motion.
Thank you. Any further comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously.